What is that? Don't tell me that's yet another one of those junk crate boxes you get off the internet. Mom hates it when you buy those, and I do too. You end up getting a bunch of useless stuff that just takes up space in our house. We've got phone cases for phones that they don't even make anymore. See? There's two in this new box of yours. And some random book that no one wanted to buy. Here's some cheap action figure thing. Oh, what's this? It's a dog collar and a leash. A good sized one, too. Well, there you go. We don't even have a dog, so it's more useless garbage. But I think I have a friend with a dog just the right size neck to use it. So I'll be a good little sister and take it off your hands, just so that it doesn't end up taking more storage space here. Which friend? Oh, you wouldn't know them. They're someone I met at college. But they're always talking about their dog and showing me pictures. Pretty sure they said their dog's collar was in really bad shape. What? No, of course it's not for me. I'm not a dog. And it's nowhere near my size. Assuming I had any idea what kind of dog collar I'd need. It's for my friend. And I'd even be willing to give you... $5 for it. No, 10. It looks sturdy. I can have it for free if I put it on? Why? Why would I do that? Not that it would fit anyway. I do like wearing chokers, but a dog collar is not the same thing. Still, my friend would really like this, I'm sure. And if you don't want the $10, then I can humor you, I guess. I'll put it on, or at least try to put it on, because I'm not sure it's gonna fit. Huh. By some amazing coincidence, it fits perfectly around my neck. But anyway, I put it on so I get to keep it, right? A promise is a promise. Thank you. Finally, all of the money you spent on these boxes turned out to be worth it. I'll call her in a little bit and give her the good news. In fact, maybe I should send her some pictures of it. Not just the collar, but of me wearing it. You know, so she could kind of see how well it would look on her dog. Look, here's my phone. Maybe take a picture of me with the collar on? Just so I can forward them to her later and let her see how it looks. Just a quick picture of me wearing the collar. And maybe another with you pulling the chain on it. Just a little tot so that it's out of the way. There. Now let me see them. Ooh, those are nice. I mean, of the collar. You get a good view of it and everything. Maybe I should get down on my hands and knees? A dog wouldn't be standing on their hind legs like I was. It wouldn't really give my friend a good idea of how the collar would look on her dog. I mean, I shouldn't, because I'm wearing this short dress. So, you better not look if the dress happens to ride up a little. You're my brother, though, so I guess it's not weird. There. I'm down on all fours like her dog would be. Get a good picture of me. Get a couple, actually. Good. Now let me see them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are really nice. They really put me in the mood. The gift-giving mood, I mean. To give my friend this gift for her dog. By the way, do you know how to shoot a video on my phone? It's basically the same model as yours. I thought I could maybe crawl around on all fours a little, so she could get a good idea of how it'll look on her dog. Okay, are we filming? I'll just crawl around the room a little, but hold the leash again, like you were walking me. I'll continue crawling around, maybe sniff some stuff like the carpet. Or this plant. Or the box of stuff you got. Wait, there's more stuff in it. Is this a toy bone? I should give that to her too. But wouldn't it be funny if I picked it up in my mouth? You could take pictures of that too. Get ready, I'm gonna pick it up now. Can love a picture. you get a last picture as I laid it at your feet? Good. Now pat my head and tell me I'm a good girl. It's for my friend. She'll think it's funny. Now shut up, pat my head, and then stop shutting up long enough to call me a good girl. Oh, fuck. My friend used to have 2 dogs, actually. A brother and sister. But every time the bitch went in heat, her brother would try to mount her. It wasn't their fault because they were just animals, but she found a good home for him. Just so, you know, that they wouldn't actually mate. That the brother wouldn't try to mate with his sister. The bitch. The last thing she needed was more puppies. But your little dog girl is kind of in heat right now. And I could use some puppies. Hold the leash a little tight as you kneel down behind me. Just to keep me under control. I don't mind if you pull my panties down. Because dogs aren't even supposed to wear panties. Maybe cute little sweaters or outfits that make them look like they're little people when they're walking towards you. But not panties, especially ones that are soaking wet. If I were a human girl, I would react with disgust as my brother's cock touches my pussy. But I'm a dog girl. A bitch in heat. And my brother's cock will do as well as any other one. Especially since you're also my master right now. It's not bestiality though, ew. Even though I'm a dog girl and you're human. But it's also not incest, or at least not as bad as it would be if I were a human girl. Animals do it all the time, and they can't be expected to help it. Now pull the leash tighter. Pulls on my neck and I can't help but be pulled towards you. Towards your cock. And keep backing up against it until it starts to push into me a little. But it's up to you to do the rest, master. Oh, yes. Yeah, fuck your bitch sister, master. Oh, it's my first time in heat. My first time being bred. I can't help but enjoy being fucked from behind. And squirt in pleasure as you pump your cock in and out of me. Oh, fuck your sister, master. Like the bitch in heat she is. Yeah, tell me I'm a good girl. Yeah, a very good girl. With a cute collar and a warm white pussy. Wait, are you still recording? Never mind. That's my phone. No one will ever see this except me. Although there is a good chance I'll delete this later when the moment has passed. We'll never talk about it. Or the pretend college friend I made up. With the dog that doesn't exist. I'm the only bitch in the story. And the collar was always intended for me. From the moment I saw it. Bring me, master. Bring your cute little bitch. Even if she's your sister. Or especially because she's your sister. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, keep pounding into me. Yeah, pound your cock into me, doggy style. Yeah, get all this on the video. Even if I'm definitely gonna delete it all later. But for now, for now, record it all. Especially as your cock moves in and out of your bitch's pussy and your body bounces against yours. Yeah, capture how the leash runs all the way down to her collar. How you're holding it so fucking tight. Not that I'm gonna try to get away or anything. I'm lost in heat right now. No. Don't ask if it's okay to come in me. For the record, it's not. I'm a dog girl. I don't care. You probably don't even associate mating with babies. And dogs don't pull out. They not. Although, I don't think that can happen with you, but the proper thing to do would be to come inside me and impregnate your sister. I want your puppies. I don't care if they're my brothers. Any more than I care, it's your cock in me right now. Just breed me and make me come. For the record, bitches can't come. Bitches, work with me on this, please. Please, 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 please. Oh, fuck. Yeah, come in me, come in me, come in me, come in me, come in me. Tell me I'm a good girl. Please, 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 come in me. You seriously fucked your own little sister? Wait, no, don't pull it out. We'd still be knotted together right now. Just leave it in. But you should think about what you just did, you pervert. Taking advantage of both your innocent little sister and that poor little dog girl in heat all at the same time. Okay. I think that's good enough. You can pull it out now. Well, I'm gonna grab my leash away from you and my phone. Then I'm gonna grab my panties and this toy bone and go to my room and... well, I'm not sure yet. I think I'll end up either being really, really mad at you or possibly, masturbating, maybe fucking myself with this dog toy. Maybe all three. But that's the sister part of me. The dog girl part of me kinda likes her master. And the man that bred her. I'll even give you a doggy kiss on the face. Wait, no! Dogs don't kiss like that, you stupid... Okay, I'm going to allow that, because it was kinda nice, and there was still some tongue involved, so it wasn't completely, undog-like. But anyway, I'm gonna go now, you know, to my room, with my bed and everything. Are you gonna come with? Or are you gonna make me beg? 'Cause I'll do it. Sitting up for you with my paws held up all cutely. But wouldn't you rather come up to my room and see what new tricks you can teach me?